And I've seen big patches of mesquite just dead as heck when the sprig is coming out. And they tell me that's the way they're done when the sap's going down in the fall of the year.
When they do, give the kids a penny a tree?
Yeah, they pay them so much a day to do that. Uh-huh. They can get around there where a man can't already get under those mesquites.
Wouldn't be any trouble with the snakes then either when it's cold.
No, not that time of year, they're not much trouble with them.
Boy, that shakes me up to crawl around under a low-hanging bunch.
Yeah.
I've never met a snake that way, but I've always been looking for one.
Well, we've got lots of them up here on there. Well, I expect we kill 50 rattlesnakes every year.
Huh. I don't know. They all scare the dickens out of me, but right now I think I'm scared of copperheads because there's the sluggish. Just roll over.
Well, you don't see many copperheads only around the water. Copperheads and cottonmouths, they stay around the water mostly. Mm-hmm. But rattlesnakes, you'll catch them out in on rocky points and things, mesquite flats and things like that.
I had a couple of close ones with those rascals. Out in Arizona, I almost stepped on one. I just happened to stop.
Yeah.
And he wasn't, well, I stopped about that close to him, just at dusk. I'd been out hunting doves.
Yeah.
And the darn locusts were jabbering away, and I didn't hear him.
Yeah.
I heard him, but it didn't register.
Yeah.
It should have.
Yeah.
I'd been around him enough, but I stopped and waited for my friend to catch up. Turned around and watched him. If I'd have seen that snake, I'm sure I would have just fallen right down there. Wouldn't have hurt my body, but it sure would have spoiled my underwear. Well, let's see. I wanted to ask you about, do you have that plant that doesn't grow into a tree, but rather it grows in clumps? It'll have a bunch of leaves.
Cryptoperis?
No, I'm not thinking of cactus now. This, in the winter, will have red berries, and the leaves, well, some places even now, they're purple and red. You get quail in it to eat the berries.
Hackberries?
No, not that big. This isn't a tree, it's lower growing.
Well, I don't know what that... We don't have any of it, I don't know what...
I was thinking particularly of shoemake.
Oh, shoemake, yes, we have shoemake. That has a little head sort of like cane.
Uh-huh.
That's over, you have that around the mountains over here. Now, up where I'm up the ranch, we don't have any up there. But it's around the mountains over here, yeah. Mm-hmm. That'll have a little round head and sort of like a maize head.
I never know quite how to describe that.
Yeah, that's shoemake.
You wouldn't say that's a tree, would you?
No, it's sort of a shrub brush. Shoemake brush, what we used to call it.
Uh-huh. And if a fellow, let's say he's raising wheat and he gets about 40 bushels to the acre, you say that's a pretty good...
You'd say that's a hell of a good crop.
Yeah. By George, yes.
Yeah.
And that year it goes down to a nickel a bushel.
Yeah, that's right.
You said you didn't raise wheat on the ranch.
No, I don't farm at all.
Uh-huh. What did the farmers call it when they took their wheat and gathered it into a bunch?
Shock. Uh-huh. Shock it.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that the smallest bunch that's a shock?
Well, yeah, a shock will be larger than this desk. There'll probably be 25 bundles in a shock. That's the hardest work of mine ever done, shocking wheat.
I'll bet.
It sure is.
That and
those old bundles sure get at it about 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
And oats. Now, how were these harvested in the early days?
Well, they shocked just like wheat, and then had an old-time thrasher come around. You'd have grain wagons go out there and throw those shocks up on a wagon, and wagon drive up that old thrasher and throw them off in the conveyor and carry them to the... Of course, now they combine them just like they do wheat.
Uh-huh. Mr.